The Laffer curve has its origins way back in time, the Muslim philosopher Ibn Khaldun wrote in his 14th century work, The Muqaddimah. It should be known that at the beginning of the dynasty, taxation yielded large revenue from small assessments. At the end of the dynasty, taxation yields small revenue from large assessments, Ibn Khaldun, The Muqaddimah, 1381. The basic idea behind the Laffer curve is the relationship between tax rates and tax revenues. Changes in tax rates have two effects on revenue, the arithmetic effect and the economic effect. The arithmetic effect is simply that if tax rates are lowered, tax revenue per dollar of the tax base will be lowered by the same amount as the decrease in the rate, and the reverse is true for an increase in tax rates. The economic effect, however, recognizes the positive impact that lower tax rates have on work, output, and employment, and thereby the tax base by providing incentives to increase these activities. Raising tax rates achieves the opposite economic effect by penalizing participation in taxed activities. The arithmetic effect always works in the opposite direction from the economic effect. Therefore, when the economic and arithmetic effects of tax rate changes are combined, the consequences of the change in tax rates for total tax revenue are no longer quite so obvious. At a tax rate of 0%, the government would collect no tax revenue, no matter how large the tax base is. Likewise, at a tax rate of 100%, the government would collect no tax revenue, because no one would be willing to work for an after-tax wage of zero. There would be no tax base. Between these two extremes, there are two tax rates that will collect the same amount of revenue: a high tax rate on a small tax base, and a low tax rate on a large tax base. The Laffer curve itself doesn't say whether a tax cut will raise or lower revenue. Revenue responses to a tax rate change will depend upon the tax system in place, prevalence of legal and accounting-driven tax loopholes, and proclivities of productive factors. If the existing tax rate is too high, e.g., in the prohibitive range, then a tax rate cut would result in increased tax revenue. The economic effect of the tax cut would outweigh the arithmetic effect. Raising tax rates, especially during difficult times when tax increases are most frequently considered, virtually always results in forecast revenue that exceed the revenue that actually materializes. Cutting tax rates does the opposite. Static revenue estimates always assume that no one's behavior will change, and therefore a 10% tax increase will increase tax revenue by 10%. In fact, this is never true. The dynamic effects of slower growth, reduced profitability, higher unemployment, and the associated costs, and tax evasion and avoidance, just to name a few, combine to ensure that actual revenue falls short of the forecast revenue.